Blog Talk Radio.
Happy.
My heart.
At this time, we're going to start off by having a word of prayer. So let us turn our hearts and our minds toward the Lord and let us pray. Most gracious and eternal, wise God in heaven, Lord, we come to you as humble as we know how, Lord, asking you for mercy and for grace. Lord, we ask that you look down on us with compassion in the name of Jesus. Oh, Heavenly Father, forgive our sins, forgive our shortcomings, Lord. Be merciful unto us and save us, Lord. We are asking you to stop by just a little while, Lord. We need to feel your presence, oh God. We need a touch from you, Lord Jesus. We need strength and we need power, Lord. We need power not to yield to temptation. We need power to stand in the evil day. Oh, Heavenly Father, be merciful unto us and help us tonight. Lord, look on those who are weak, oh God, and crying out for strength. We know that you're able to strengthen them where they're weak, Lord, and build them up where they're torn down in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, we ask that you would touch, heal, and deliver those who are sick and afflicted in their bodies. Oh,
yes,
my God, you are a healer for both the body and the soul. And we pray for healing, Lord, of our mental state. Oh, my God, our emotional state. Oh, Lord, heal our souls in the name of Jesus. Lord, you made us, and you know our name, oh, God.
Know Jesus.
You know what we're going through. You know everything about us, and we're looking unto you right now. We're depending on you, my God, because you are the author and the finisher of our faith. And we need you, Lord, to increase our faith. Oh, God, strengthen our faith and help us to stand. Help us to endure. Help us, Lord, to surrender unto you and to do your will, oh, God. We don't know what to do, oh, God, or how to go about doing your will. We need you to teach us and instruct us. We need you, Lord, to hold our hands and to walk by our side both day and night. And we pray, God, for a special blessing right now upon every listener who has tuned in on tonight. Oh, my Lord, I pray right now that you will send your holy angels to encamp all about them and to bring them comfort, to bring them strength, to bring them joy and happiness in the name of Jesus, whatever they're in need of. Oh, blessed Savior, we know you're able to supply. And, Lord, we ask you to remember everyone that's on the prayer list, one by one and name by name. Oh, my God, we ask that you will move in miraculous ways, that you will move by your power, Lord. Send your anointing, oh God. Destroy the yokes of bondage.
Destroy
Lord, break every chain right now. In the name of Jesus, save to the utmost. Deliver those who are bound. In the name of Jesus, we believe you, Lord God, and we're taking you at your word. Oh, Lord Jesus, we believe right now that we have the petitions that we are asking in this prayer. And we pray, God, for those who are suffering with this terrible disease, with COVID, my God. We're asking you to heal and raise them up, Lord Jesus. Give them the testimony that they may tell of your goodness in the name of Jesus. We believe it right now. We count it as done. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace toward us,
Lord.
We thank you for being so good, Lord. We
thank
you for blessing us to see this day that was not promised to us, Lord. We are so grateful and so happy that you gave us another chance, a chance to do your will, a chance to minister for you, oh God, and we praise you right now. We ask that you'll accept our prayer. We're asking all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Praise be to God. At this time, we're going to turn this portion of the broadcast over to our host for this evening, Evangelist Khadija Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord and God bless you all. If you are just tuning in, you're listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with your host today, Evangelist Khadija Hameen. We thank God for all of those on the broadcast today. We thank God for Pastor Sheila Hameen, the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple in Baltimore, Maryland, which is a branch of our Mother Church Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, where Pastor Richard Jackson Jr. is the pastor and the Northern District Overseer, and Pastor Lewis Marshall Sr. is the 7th District Overseer at Victory Temple in Jacksonville, Florida. So on today's show with me, we have Evangelist Sheila Hameen. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
God bless you.
And we also have Evangelist Maybell Edmond. God bless you, Evangelist Edmond.
God bless you.
Amen. And she's from our headquarters church, Christian Temple in Camden, New Jersey. And we also have Elder Joseph Hall. He is actually my cousin, the nephew of my mother, Evangelist Sheila Hameen. And he's going to give a testimony of victory a little later after I finish reading the opening scripture. And the opening scripture is going to be taken from the 121st number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. That's the 121st number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1. And I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. And the Bible reads, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Thank God for the reading of his word, the 121st number of Psalm, the first throughout the 8 verses throughout its entirety. At this time, we're going to turn the broadcast over into the hands of Elder Joseph Hall, that he may give a testimony of victory. Elder Joseph, let the Lord have his way.
Amen. I just want to say thank the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for allowing me to participate tonight in tonight's service. I give glory to God for all that he's done in my life. My name is Joseph. I was born and raised in Camden, New Jersey, to Rita and Joseph Hall. And just first of all, I thank God for my parents. Without them, I would not be here. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And I thank God for my aunt, Evangelist Hameen, who is Pastor Hameen, who has been such an inspiration to me, and my cousin, who have been such an inspiration to me. I love them. I love them, and I thank God for them, how they blessed me for so many years, how they supported me in ministry and supported me in life. If no one else knows, family can do it if no one else can.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And tonight I just want to share with you what God has done for me. If I went through the whole testimony, we'd be here on for 7 hours, but I'm going to take a few minutes to share with you what God has done for me just in the last 2 years. I started in ministry back in 2000, and I thank God for allowing me to give my life to him. He didn't have to accept me, but he did. The Bible says that we love him because he first loved us. And I can tell you, I didn't search for the Lord. I wasn't a man who was out looking for God. I didn't wake up one morning and say, oh, Jesus, I want you in my life today. It took some urging. It took some drawing. It took God to love on me first of all and send his love to me. The Bible says that he has loved us with an everlasting love, and in loving kindness has he drawn. So throughout my life, I allowed drug addiction and alcoholism and so forth to take a hold of me from a young age. And it took its toll on me. Back in 2000, I found myself in a real bad place. I was strung out on drugs. People were looking to kill me, and my life was in jeopardy. And a young man by the name of Mike Phillips, who was a deacon at a church that I was going to at the time, he reached out to me just as I was being put out of my last house and I didn't have anywhere to go. He mentioned that there was a ministry that I could go to in Buffalo, New York. So hesitant as I was, I hopped in a bus and I took the challenge of going to this place to see what it was about. It was prayer. The name of it was Prayer and Praise, Men's Discipleship Ministry in Buffalo, New York. And I hopped in a bus and I went there and I began this process of being regenerated. I gave my life to the Lord. I confessed Christ as my Lord and Savior and believed in my heart that God had raised him from the dead. And at that moment, conversion took place for me. I knew that something had happened in my life, and I decided that I was going to chase after the Lord. And so I chased after the Lord, and for an entire year, I just allowed God to do some cleansing in me as I stayed in this ministry. And in a year's time, God had did so much work in me that I graduated from the ministry and became the home director of that men's ministry. And for an entire year, I served in that church and as the director of that ministry and watched God do these wonderful, miraculous things in my life. But then I allowed flesh to take over, and I got prideful, and I got arrogant, and I allowed my flesh to get involved where I decided to seek after relationship. I did. And I seeked after relationship, and it caused me to stumble, caused me to fall. And I wound up walking away from that ministry and just chasing after relationship, and I got married. Even after my pastor warned me not to, I decided to do it and chase after marriage and chase after relationship other than God's relationship, which was the one that I really needed. And in doing so, it caused me to suffer for 14 years. I stayed married, and I fought for my marriage tooth and nail. But in 2014, I gave in to just all of the things that had happened. Several times I had found myself in depression and deep anxiety and just really hard life. And I went back out and found a place and got a place to live, but I wasn't walking with the Lord anymore. I had walked away. I had decided to just let my flesh take over and have its way with me. And for 4 years, I struggled. For 3 years, really, I struggled with life. I struggled with wanting to stay alive. I struggled with everything. I had suicidal thoughts. I began to drink. I began to do all these different things, and just I suffered greatly. And in 2018, I had a wake-up call. My life was in jeopardy once again, now in a whole different place. And it replayed all the way back around again, came full circle. You know, yeah, I got ordained in 2010, serving in church, and now it's all gone. My marriage is gone. My walk with the Lord is gone. And I feel like there's nothing left. And in 2018, walking down the street of Buffalo, New York, in a whiteout blizzard, I screamed and I cried out to God. And I asked him to come back into my life. And I asked him to forgive me for my sins and for my wicked choices. And I asked him to just be reconciled to me and allow me to come back. And he said yes. And at that moment, I knew that he had accepted me back like the prodigal son. And I'll tell you, it was the greatest experience of my life. I knew that he had welcomed me back, but I needed to get out of that environment. That environment was rough. It was tough, and I couldn't do it while I was there. So I wound up finding this ministry in Fort Worth, Texas, called Victory Temple Men's and Women's Discipleship Ministry. And decided I was going to come down here, and I caught a bus, 30 hours in a Greyhound bus. And I rode it down to Fort Worth, Texas. And when I got here, I knew that I had made the right choice. I'll share this with you. What happened was I was in a place where I needed to hear God's voice again because I hadn't heard his voice in so long. And one day he said to me, he said, "You were like a car, in your car driving long distance, and you were listening to your favorite song, and as long as the song was playing and you could hear it, you were happy and you were joyous. But the further you went away from that station, the more staticky it became. The further you kept going, the less you could hear and understand the words, and you began to feel shameful. You could begin to feel angry and disappointed until finally you become overburdened with sadness in your heart." He said, "That was your relationship with me. The further you went away from me, the less you could hear me, the less you had with me." And he said to me, "Now that you've turned around and you've repented, can you hear me clear again?" And I must have cried for about 2 weeks. Every day, every moment that I thought about it, I started crying because I could hear his voice clearly again. I knew that I had been restored. I knew that God was fixing me. He was dealing with all the things in my heart. And here it is now. Coming up 3 years later, been here in this ministry, and God has restored me. I'm preaching, I'm teaching. I run a ministry home now where I help other men who struggle with drug addiction, alcoholism, and homelessness, and I teach them and I instruct them in the ways of God. And some would think that it's a tragedy life, a tragic life of a minister who falls, but I can tell you it's not a tragic life. It's a testimony. The testimony that God is able to take anyone, whether they have never known the Lord or whether they have known the Lord and fall short. The Bible says in Revelation chapter 12, verses 12 or verse 11, it says, "And they overcame him, the enemy, by the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of their testimony." and they did not love their life even when faced with death. I tell you, I look death in the face every day now as I go out into the streets with these men and we evangelize to the lost. We go to places in the streets where no one else will ever dare to go. We go out and preach to those who are, and the drug addicts and the prostitutes and the gangbangers with men pulling out guns and showing them to us. We let them know that there's no one but Jesus Christ that can change their lives, that no one else can do it but him, and if they open their hearts, that Jesus can do it.
Yes.
Let them know that there's no other way by which men can be saved except for at the name of Jesus. And they can accept him if they want to. We offer that hand to them. We let them know that there's somewhere where they can go and get their lives together, and that if he can do it for a wretch like me, that he can do it for anybody. I thank God for what he's doing in my life right now. I'm writing teachings. I'm studying things that I never studied before in the Word of God. I'm learning things that I've never learned before in the Word of God, and I have a hunger and a thirst for righteousness. And I look forward to traveling around the world and preaching the gospel to the lost, no matter whether it's the world of Fort Worth, Texas, or around the world in all over different countries and states. Oh. I look forward to sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ until the day that I take my last breath so I can hear him say to me, "Well done, my good and faithful servant."
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For that, I give God all the glory, honor, and praise for the salvation of the soul and the forgiveness of my many, many sins.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. That was a beautiful, beautiful testimony, glorious testimony. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, cousin, for sharing that with us, Elder Joseph. Thank you so much. You know, a lot of people, they might be ashamed to tell what God has done or where he brought them from. But I thank God he's not ashamed. You know, the Bible says Proverbs 24:16, for a just man falleth 7 times and riseth up again, but the wicked shall fall into mischief. So I thank you. I thank God for raising you up again, for bringing you up. That was beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
It was my absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Amen.
I appreciate it.
Amen. And I'm going to sing a little portion of this song, and then we'll turn the broadcast over to Evangelist Mabel again, so she can introduce our speaker. Sing it quick.
What a moment. You have brought me to such a freedom. I have found in you, you're the healer who makes all things new. I'm not going back, I'm moving ahead, here to declare to you, my past is over in you, all things are made new. Surrender my life to Christ. I'm moving, moving forward. You have risen with all power in your hand. You have given me a second chance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm not going back, I'm moving ahead, here to declare to you, my past is over in you, all things are made new, surrendered my life to Christ, I'm moving, moving forward, See you. I'm moving ahead, here to declare to you, my past is over in you. All things are made new. Surrender my life to Christ. I'm moving forward.
Amen. We're going to turn this broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Maybell.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. I thank God for that beautiful testimony that came through
Amen.
The elder. God can do anything and everything, and I don't care. Long as you repent and give it over to Jesus, he can restore you, renew you, revive you, refill you. And I thank God I really enjoyed that testimony.
Me too.
And the thing I like about it, he didn't just sit around. He got up and went to work for the Lord.
All
and
right.
That's what we have to do. And I tell you, we just have to lift up our eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh our help? Our help cometh from the Lord,
from the Lord,
which made heaven and earth. Glory to God. Thank God for everything that has been said and done thus far. Also, I thank God for the song. I'm not going anywhere. I'm moving forward in the Lord. I'm not looking back. The Bible said, he that putteth his hand to the gospel plow looking back is not fit for the kingdom of God.
Amen.
So we have to look ahead and drive and go forward in the Lord and slack not thy riding, except the Lord bids you.
Yes.
Do it with all your might. Go forth in the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise him. Preach, witness, and tell what the God of your salvation has done for you.
Amen.
I thank God for that testimony. I truly am encouraged through hearing that testimony.
Yeah, me too.
Brother, you are blessed. You blessed. Blessed that you even had a mind to continue to go to the Lord instead of just hanging out there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to come on in because I'm about to get stirred up myself.
Yeah.
But I'm rejoicing in what God has done for the elder and for everyone that believe on his name, as the scripture has said. Praise the Lord. At this time, I'm going to turn this part of the service over into the hands of Pastor Sheila, that she may bring us the word of God on tonight. God bless you, Pastor.
Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I tell you, my soul does magnify the Lord. I am so grateful. I thank God for his goodness and for his miracles. I thank God, praise the Lord, for what the Lord has done, and I truly enjoyed hearing the testimony coming through my nephew, and I'm so glad that he was so willing to come on and to tell what God for him. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. It is indeed an answer to prayer. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I recall him being very young, you know, when the enemy started to mess with his life. And I can remember going to him and saying to him, you're going to need the Lord. Lord, thank you, Jesus. And I'm glad that he had a mind to call upon the Lord, and God heard his cry. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. My soul is rejoicing. I'm so happy for what the Lord has done. Amen. I believe he was about 15 years old when I had that little conversation with him. Amen.
Awesome.
Praise the Lord. I don't know if you remember that. Praise God. But I remember telling him because he was ripping and running, trying to do everything but the right thing. Glory to God. You know, God, he remembers when others forget. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Just thank God. Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord because he came into my life and he converted me and sanctified me and gave me the gift of the Holy Ghost and a determination to go all the way. Amen. A determination to keep on holding on. Praise
yes.
the Lord. At this time, we're going to go to the Word of God. But before we go into the scriptures, to have a brief word of prayer, if you will bring your minds in and just focus your heart and your mind on the Lord and on hearing from God, let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you humbling ourselves, O Lord, asking for you to speak to us, that you will minister to our hearts in the name of Jesus. O God, let your word come forth and let it have free course. Let it reach every listener who is listening in on tonight. And Lord God, speak to them the things that they need to hear from you. Not our will, but let your holy will be done. We ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the yes. Lord. So at this time, I would like to turn your attention to the Word of God. If you will notice with me the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, and also the second chapter, verses 1 through 9. Amen. Praise the Lord. I also would like to go to 1 John, the verses 1 through 4, if it be the Lord's will. And I am reading from the King James Version of the Bible. And before I read the scripture, I would like to leave a title for you to think about while the Word of God is coming forth. And that is Salvation in the Breath of Life. Salvation in the Breath of Life. And the theme for this message is, Lord, breathe on us.
All right.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. And the Bible reads, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. If I didn't say it before, I am reading from the King James Version of the Bible. Amen. Going on to the second chapter, beginning with verse 1, it reads, Genesis 2 and 1, thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had made. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work, which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the days that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew. For the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground. But there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. 1 John 1, 1 through 4, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. the same in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Amen. Praise God. Thank God for the reading of the scriptures. And the word of God is so rich with life, is so rich with spiritual nutrients. Amen. Everything that we could ever need is in the word of God. Praise the Lord. In Genesis, the beginning, this beginning is where God starts out with miraculous works. Hallelujah. God created the heaven and the earth. So in the beginning, hallelujah, God was always in the beginning. He is the one who started everything. But I believe that God had a master plan before he created man. Praise be to God. He began to create the various things and put them in place in preparation for the creation of man. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. He made provision for man because he had a special plan of salvation for us. Oh, glory be to God. Amen. So in the beginning, when God had created the heaven and the earth, of the earth is that it was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so we compare this earth to man, who God formed out of the earth. God created the man from the dust of the earth. The original state of man was lifeless. There was no life in that form. Glory to God. It was void of the breath of life. It was void of light. Nothing but darkness and no form. Praise the Lord. But God began to speak, and everything that God said, it came into existence.
Amen.
God began to say, let there be light, and there was light. Hallelujah. Everything God said to come to pass, it came to pass.
Amen.
And God's word is all it takes for us to be delivered. God's word is all it takes for us to have salvation. Praise the Lord. God began to move upon the face of the waters. His Spirit moved on the face of the waters. And when you think about God and how he created man,
yeah,
by saying, let us make man in our own image and likeness. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. God wanted man to be just like him. And so he made the man, glory to God. And after the man was made, he put the finishing touches on by breathing into his nostrils the breath of life.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. And man became a living soul. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
God raised man up out of nothing. Hallelujah. Created him in his own image and likeness.
Yes.
And called him to become a living soul. Thank you, Lord. And so for those who are separated from God, You are void and without form. You are dead and you have no life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But God will breathe into you the breath of life, and salvation will come and overtake your life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus,
hallelujah.
He is the Word that was in the beginning. In the beginning was the Word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the beginning was the Word. Oh, praise be to God. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. And God spoke the Word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. He spoke deliverance before we were even in the world. Before we came into existence, God knew us. Hallelujah. He spoke the Word of life. Amen.
Yes.
He began
Hallelujah.
To breathe
Amen.
On us the breath of life. Oh,
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. I tell you, when I think about the miracles that God began to work, the mighty acts, hallelujah, his excellent greatness. When I think about how he put light in the world that was full of darkness, oh, praise be to God, how he put the sun and the moon in place, how the Lord began to create all the creeping things on the earth, the beasts of the earth. God, he did all of this in the beginning. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, because he had a special purpose. He had a plan for our lives. The Lord intends for us to fulfill his purpose. Amen. We're down here on the earth, and we ought to be about our Father's business, because there are many souls just like the dry bones in the valley. Hallelujah. Oh, praise be to God. But God, he caused those bones to live. When he sent Ezekiel, glory be to God, hallelujah, to prophesy on those bones, Ezekiel
Amen.
Prophesied according to the will of God. And God's word, hallelujah, caused those bones to come alive.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Those bones were very dry. They were just dead bones in the valley. Oh, praise be to God. But God's word woke up those bones. God
right.
spoke, and they came together. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. No matter what's going on in your life, no matter what condition your life may be in, you may be separated from God right now. But God has the power to reconcile you back to himself. Because of Jesus coming down here through 42 and generations, coming into the world, looking among sinful men, going through persecution and all that he suffered. Oh,
yes.
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
and going up on the cross one day, hanging high. Oh, my Lord Jesus. They hung Jesus up on Calvary's cross. Oh, my Lord. And he was crucified on that cross. The
yes,
blood
Lord.
Came streaming down. Oh, hallelujah. And
hallelujah.
That same blood is alive today.
Amen.
The
yes.
blood of Jesus is filled with life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And that blood will save you from your sins.
Amen.
Oh,
yes.
yes, it will. The blood
yes, it
will wash away all of your sins. The blood will cleanse you on the inside and on the outside. Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to God. I don't care what anyone has told you. There is hope in Jesus Christ. If you're willing to repent all of your sins, if you're willing to call upon the name of the Lord, he will breathe on you and breathe the breath of life in your nostrils. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Whereas your soul may be dead, you will become a living soul.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Born again in the name of Jesus, washed in the blood of the Lamb, walking in the newness of life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
If I were you, I would get in a hurry and I would call upon the name of the Lord, because there is salvation in his name. Glory be to God. God will make you all over again. God will speak the word, and life will come to you. That life more abundant. This is what the Lord wants us to have. He wants us to have life, and to have it more abundantly.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise God. He wants us to live this world and in the world to come.
Yeah.
If you know how God planted a garden for man, right there in Eden, he planted a garden and he put man in that garden. And
yes,
what was there? The tree of life.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
The tree of life was right there, and the man had access to the tree of life.
Amen.
Everything we could ever need, God has provided. The Lord made these provisions. He put the fruit trees there, the herbs. He put the cattle. He put everything that man could ever need. Hallelujah. He provided. And he also provided salvation. Thank you, Jesus. By giving us the right to the tree of life. When Jesus died on the cross, he shed his blood. And that is how we got the right to the tree of life. Because sin separated us from life. Sin caused us to be put to death. Hallelujah. Oh, but God sent Jesus to redeem us and to reconcile us back to him. Because God loves us and he cares for us.
Amen.
The Lord is so compassionate and so merciful that he's willing to forgive all of our sins.
Amen.
He's willing to give us salvation. Amen. He's willing to give us everything we need.
Yes.
You know, we may not have all the things we desire to have in this life, but as long as we have Jesus, we have enough. Glory to God. Because we are just down here.
Hallelujah.
For a time, we are passing through this land. Nobody came here to stay forever.
That's right.
We're all going to leave this world one day. Oh, praise the Lord. And when the things that we have in our possession right now, we're just using these things while we're here.
That's right.
When we leave, we can't take anything with us in the hereafter. Oh, praise the Lord. All of it is going to remain here after we leave.
Amen.
And so why get wrapped up and tied up and tangled up into these things which are only temporary?
Yes.
They're only temporal. But people grasp a hold to these things like They're going to have them forever. They're going to just be here eternity,
mm-hmm.
and that's not so.
Amen.
When your time is up, you're leaving this world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And why not make it count? Amen. Because only what we do for Christ will last.
Amen.
Everything else is going down. Everything else is going to pass away. Hallelujah. All the money that you have is going to pass away. The knowledge,
mm-hmm.
oh, glory to God. Your houses, the land, cars, and whatever else you have is going to pass away.
Yes.
We're going to leave it all behind. Thank you, Jesus. Whether you want to or not, you can ask people to dig a hole in the ground and bury your possession with you, but years and decades later, centuries and so forth, they can dig down in the ground and find those same possessions still there. They won't go into the eternity. They won't go into the hereafter, but they'll still be left behind. Oh,
yes.
Hallelujah. Praise be to God. So this is salvation. Today is the day of salvation. Lord, breathe on us. Amen.
Yes.
Glory to God. I tell you, God is a mighty God.
Yes, He
all
is.
These things, the Lord just kept on working. He worked straight for 6 long days. And on the 7th day, He rested from all the work that He had done. Amen. And when He looked on the things He had done and what He had made, He saw that it was good. Hallelujah.
All right.
Oh, thank you, Lord. It was good. Thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. God made it. It's good.
Amen.
Glory to God. Look at all the
good
things
Hallelujah.
that God has made
Lord.
For us. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
We ought to rejoice. And
Hallelujah.
Amen. God made
Amen.
Two great lights. Amen. One to rule the day and one to rule the night. It was good. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Amen. He made the stars. Oh, yes, He did. Hallelujah. He set them in the firmament, just hung them up there in heaven. Oh, praise God. Miraculously.
Thank you, Jesus.
And they're
Amen.
Still up there.
Yes,
in
Amen.
Heaven.
Amen.
Amen. And
still
it's shine. Good. Oh, praise be to God. It's so good.
So
oh,
good.
Bless
Amen.
The name of Jesus. And then God, He began to say, it's just in the beginning, God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
In the beginning, God.
God.
Yes.
In the middle, God.
Yes.
Yes.
Again, God. Oh,
yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Thank
Jesus.
You,
Thank you, Lord.
Praise
Glory
you,
be
Jesus.
To God.
Yes.
God
yes.
From the start to the finish, God.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
God.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus. God blessed the earth. Amen. He just said things, and they came into existence. He's the same God. Hasn't
Amen.
Lost any power. Still speaking His word and is coming into existence.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Will you give Him a try? Will you try God? Amen. Are you willing to receive the breath of life? Are you ready to live? I mean, really live, because living for the Lord will pay off
Amen.
In a great and a mighty way. To have a right to the tree of life, to have eternal life, to hear the Lord welcome us into His kingdom. Praise the Lord, saying, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, praise the Lord. One moment, just one moment,
That's
in
it.
The kingdom
right.
will pay for a lifetime of tests, trials, mm-hmm. tragedies, tribulations, struggles, heartache, everything, pain. Oh, hallelujah. One moment.
Hallelujah.
One moment. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Gonna pay for all of it. Thank you.
Amen.
And we don't have to remember it anymore.
Hallelujah.
It'll
Amen.
All be
hallelujah.
Over. Thank
Here
you, Lord
go.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Just one moment.
And that's it.
All the tears will be wiped away. All the pain,
yes.
all the struggle,
hallelujah.
The sicknesses, everything will be gone in just one moment. Because
yes.
in that moment, we are going to be changed.
Amen.
In the twinkling
Amen.
Of an eye. We
yes,
shall
Lord.
Be changed. Oh,
yes,
hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
The Lord wants to save you. If you don't know Jesus,
yes.
if you have not accepted Jesus as your personal Savior, His hand is outstretched to you right now, inviting you to come and to get to know Him. Tonight, there may be one listening who is willing to try Jesus, who is willing to give your life to Him, who is willing to believe Him and to accept Him as your personal Savior. If that's you, right now, you are to speak these words to the Lord Jesus and say
yes.
to Him, Lord, I'm so sorry for all the sins I committed against You. And I ask You to forgive me. And Lord, take away my sins and receive me unto Yourself. I want to be Your child. Lord, please save me. And if you believe it in your heart, God will save you. Hallelujah. Maybe there's someone struggling right now with things that they cannot let go of, the habits that won't let them go, that they can't seem to break. Hallelujah. Struggling with unrighteous thoughts, struggling in the flesh, or with an illness, or sickness, or disease.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah. Tonight, God will speak the word over you and over your soul and breathe the breath of life into your nostrils and down into your soul and awake your soul. Hallelujah. He'll make you completely whole. The Lord will heal you of all your infirmities. Amen. If you can only believe, we're going to go to God in prayer, touching and agreeing on the same things,
yes.
praying the prayer of faith, hallelujah, believing God for the things we are asking this night. And at this time, we're going to ask Evangelist Maybelle Edmond if she would lead us to the throne of grace. Hallelujah.
Heavenly Father, we come to You in the name of Jesus.
Thank you,
thanking
Jesus.
You first for Your word. Thanking You for the messenger. Oh, my God, we pray that You look upon the souls of men. I pray that You touch them right now, Lord. That soul, Lord, that's yearning for help. I pray that You touch and help them, oh, Lord. Help them to receive Thy word, Jesus. Help them to be willing to repent of their sins. Help them give themselves to You, Lord. Their heart, their mind, soul, and body. Help them to give their entire body to You, Lord.
Help them.
We know You're able. We know
Thou
ought to deliver, Jesus. We know You're able to fix every situation in their life. We know that You're able, Lord, to draw them unto You with Your bands of love and mercy.
Hallelujah.
We pray that You look upon those souls, oh Lord. Somebody is waiting for deliverance. Oh my God, we know You have it, Lord. You can deliver right now, Lord. Help us, Lord Jesus, to surrender their life unto you right now. In the name of Jesus, help them to fall out with their ways. Help them to sell out, oh Lord, to give up everything. Give up the things of this world in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we know you're able. We're depending on you. We're trusting in your word.
Yes, sir.
Your word is true, Lord. Help them to realize that they must be saved in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, take full control, oh, Lord. Continue to save, oh, Lord. Continue to deliver, Lord. Have thine own way. Let thy will be done, oh, Lord. Move in a mighty way, Lord. Prove yourself, oh, Lord. Manifest yourself. In the name of Jesus, oh, my God, we're depending on you, Lord. We know you can do everything, oh, Lord. We want you to save, Lord. Save souls, oh, Lord. Help them to come to you, Lord. Help them, Jesus. Help them to run for their lives. Get in a hurry for their souls, oh, Lord. Realize that time is running out. Oh, my God, my God. Have mercy, Jesus. Have mercy right now, oh, Lord. To every soul that is listening, we want you to touch them, oh, Lord. Lift heavy burdens, save the unsaved, deliver the bound. Lift heavy burdens, oh, Lord. Look on those who are grief-stricken. We want you to touch them, oh, Lord. Move the grief, Lord. Have mercy on them, Jesus. Have mercy right now, Lord. We know in your word you said, you would have mercy on whom you will. It doesn't matter what they have done, but you can have mercy on them, Lord. You can save them, Lord, to the uttermost, Lord. In the name of Jesus, convert them, oh, Lord. Change their mind. Sanctify them, oh, Lord. Clean them up, Lord. Fill them with the Holy Ghost, Lord. In the name of Jesus, quicken their mortal bodies. Jesus, speak through them, Lord. I know you can do it, Lord. Oh, my God, we're looking to you, Lord. Our trust is in you, Lord, and no other, Lord. Have your way, Jesus.
Have your way, Lord.
Jesus, move right now, Lord. Help somebody right now, Lord. Touch their heart, Lord. Help them to break up the stony heart, Lord. In the name of Jesus, you're able, Jesus, to give them a heart of flesh.
Yes.
Save, Jesus. Oh, my God, we thank you right now. We thank you in faith, Lord, and we believe you, Lord. We believe that you have touched some soul, Lord. We believe you, Jesus. Oh, my God, continue to have your way. Continue to let your will be done. In the name of Jesus, continue to bless this broadcast. Bless every soul that's listening. Oh, my God, look on the elder, oh, Lord. Touching us. Help him to continue in you, Lord. Have your way in his life, Lord. Oh, my God, continue to bless your people, oh, Lord. Bless in a special way. Look on your people throughout this world. Look on your saints, oh, Lord, everywhere, oh, Lord. Those who are being tried and tempted, Lord. Those who are going through a behemoth test. We want you to bless and keep them. Give them strength. Help them to hold out. Help them to stand, oh, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you will heal them that are sick. All those who are sick and afflicted.
Yes, sir.
Those who are listed on the prayer list. Those who are hospitalized. Those who are institutionalized, oh, my God, those who are incarcerated, we want you to touch them right now, Lord. Move, Jesus, save to the utmost. Oh, my God, look on the soul that's near death. We pray that you have mercy on them, Lord. Save them, Jesus. Spare their lives, oh, Lord. Give them another chance, oh, Lord. Oh, my God, I know you're able, Lord. Just like you gave the children of Israel a second chance and a third chance. Oh, my God, give somebody another chance, Lord. Help them, Lord Jesus. Oh, my God, have mercy, oh, Lord. We know you're able, Lord. Look on the backsliders, those who left in the name of Jesus. Give them a mind to come back to you, Lord. Touch their heart and mind that they may turn from their wicked ways. Oh, my God, that they will come back to you, Lord, crying out unto you, Lord, seeking your face, Jesus, running for their lives. In the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I pray that you look upon those who are battling cancer, I want you to touch them, Lord. We know you are a healer. We know you've got the power, Lord. There's nothing too hard for you, Lord. Touch and heal, Lord. Heal the cancers, Lord. Oh, my God. In the name of Jesus, look on those who are fighting the pneumonia. We want you to touch them, Lord. We want you to clear their lungs, Lord, so they can be able to breathe, Lord. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, Jesus. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, look on the wicked, oh, Lord. Have mercy on the wicked. Help them to change, Lord, from their wicked ways. Help them, Jesus. Before it's too late, Lord. We know you're able, Lord. We know you can save, Lord. And we know you can change their mind, oh, Lord. You changed Saul, oh, Lord. Have mercy, Jesus. I know you can change, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, have mercy, oh, Lord. Help us, Jesus. Continue to go with us and stand by us. Oh, my God, keep us, hold us in the hollow of thy hand. And lead us on the victory, and we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank God for the word of God. Whoa, I tell you, God's word is precious. He is precious. And his word is not to be taken lightly, but receive the word of God. And he can breathe the breath of life in your soul. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Continue. We want you to continue to listen in because God yet has a blessing for you. God bless you, Evangelist. Thank God for that beautiful message. And I enjoyed this service on tonight. I enjoyed the prayers. I enjoyed the reading of the word. I enjoyed the beautiful testimony, and I enjoyed this opportunity to pray the prayer of faith. I'll tell you, my soul is happy.
Thank you.
Continue preaching the word of God, amen. Y'all keep on doing the will of God. Elders, working for the Lord, don't let nobody stop you. Don't let Satan stop you from where God has brought you from. You continue on in the Lord. And let him have his way. Praise the Lord. And thank God for Evangelist Khadija. Keep letting the Lord have his way. Keep on hosting the show. God bless you. Service is into the hand of Evangelist Khadija.
Amen. Praise the Lord for that beautiful word coming through Evangelist Hameen, talking about the salvation in the breath of life and asking the Lord to breathe on us. And surely, if he breathes on us, we don't have a choice. We have to live. We have to live. We became a living soul because he breathed the breath of life into us. So thank God also for that prayer coming through Evangelist Maybell, that beautiful prayer, and also for the testimony coming through Elder Joseph again. And just thank you all so much for tuning in. We thank God for your faithfulness and for your patience. And if anyone would like a copy of tonight's message or any message that has been preached on this show, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService, Title I School. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService, Title I School, and one is O-N-E. You may also email us at prayerworksministry, the number 100@gmail.com. And to tune in by phone every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. and Fridays at 7 o'clock p.m., you may call 319-527-6763. Again, that's 319-527-6763. And if you call and it happens to be full, you can tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService, Title I School. And I'm going to add some names to the prayer list. We've got Mr. Arnold Bird, Geraldine Taylor, Maurice, forgive me, I cannot read my own handwriting, so I'm going to, Maritza Acetti, Mr. Angel Acetti Jr., he is very sick. Pastor Patricia Smith, she lost her sister, so we want to pray for her. the Smith and as well as the Smith family, bereaved Smith family, the bereaved Hill family, Jimmy Tucker, Maxine Walters, Tawanda Latrice, that's my cousin. She has COVID-19 and she's having trouble breathing. So please pray for her. We want to pray for Sarah Ann Maddox and the bereaved Walker family as well, Elder Crockett and his wife, Sister Crockett. And we want to pray for Miss Tia, Julie Dixon, Sister Marcel's sister, Michaela Cohen, her mother, father, her grandparents, and her children, Janisha, Tanisha, and the Olive family, Bertha Panada, Frank Perino, Cassie Colliers, who's in the hospital with seizures, Sister Lisa Johnson's brother, Robert Berry. We want to continue to pray for Angel Assetti, Carmen Assetti, and Rosa Mendez Gonzalez, Anthony, who has COVID, Pastor Jerry Bennett, Samuel Anderson, Evangelist Cynthia's dad. We want to pray for, continue to pray for Sister Lisa Johnson, Louis Savage III, Myra Salter, Evangelist Bertha Jones, Teresa Jones, Henry Edmond, and his wife, Sister Mary Edmond, Mother Elizabeth Frazier, Celeste Hall, Carol Martiri, Missionary Rose Mack, and Deacon Albert Mack, Sharon Mack, Thelma Johnson, and the Johnson family, Deacon Nehemiah Jackson and Sister Doreen Jackson, Deacon Irvin Carr. We want to also remember to pray for the bereaved Simpkins family, the bereaved Tyler family, the bereaved Tennessee family, the bereaved Callaway family, the bereaved Diggs family, and the bereaved, the bereaved Tanner family. And we want to continue to pray for Titus Edmond, Brenda Edmond, Crawford West and children, DeMarcus West, Larry West, as well as the Lee County Administration, Minister Troy Johnson, Sister Alice Johnson, Missionary Gloria Johnson, Mr. Bill Bradley, Ola May, Chris Upshur and family, Mother Mary Colbreth, Evangelist Martha Colbreth, the Miller family, Gloria Weston family, Charisma Bishop, Janine Leal, Angel Tennessee, Deshaun Tennessee, Mr. Wade, the Turner family, and any name I might not have called. And if you're looking to support other ministries or if you just need something to help you get through the week, every Wednesday at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbreth's Ministry of Hopes is on. The phone number is 602-580-9377. The access code is 567-2574. And on Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Rebecca Ingram and Missionary Myrtle Huff host a prayer line. The phone number is 978-990-5337. And the access code is 346-9155. Elder Barry Johnson can be seen on YouTube. Pastor Robert Huff can be heard on Saturdays at 1 o'clock p.m. on WD Like Dog, E Like Elephant, X1430 or 1340 in North Carolina. Minister Emmanuel Hoeks and Evangelist Annette Bradley on the Prayer News Network at 9 o'clock p.m. every night. The phone number is 339-209-6891. And if you would like me to list any new ministries, please feel free to go on our website and leave them in the comment section of tonight's broadcast. Also, if you would like your name added to the prayer list, you may leave your petition or your name or someone else's name in the comment section of tonight's broadcast. And if you would like to send us postal mail, our address is P.O. Box 27148. That's Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. And Christian Temple is celebrating Pastor Richard Jackson, I believe it's the 28th anniversary, and there'll be a teleconference service.
I think it's
32nd. 32nd anniversary of our pastor, of our president, Northern District President, will be. The teleconference service will be tomorrow at 6 o'clock p.m. The phone number is 508-924-2348. Again, 508-924-2348. I do not believe there will be one on Sunday morning, but I believe there will be one Saturday night at 6 p.m. and also Sunday night at 7 o'clock p.m. So if you can tune in, great. Come in and enjoy the Lord with us. And those are all the announcements that I have. I'm going to turn the broadcast back over into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Truly thank God for the broadcast on this evening. Thank God for each and every one of you. And I just thank God for Evangelist May, for just all the help that she gives us and how the Lord blesses us through her ministry on this broadcast. Praise God. And we thank God for Evangelist Khadija, who does such a beautiful job. Amen. We just thank God for blessing us through this ministry. And I do thank God for my nephew. He was not able to stay on the line the whole time, but I just thank God that he was willing to come on and give his testimony. And it's a glorious testimony. And I tell you, he needs to tell it everywhere he goes and tell it as often as he can tell it. Amen. But God has truly done a great work in his life. And again, going back to a young age, I saw how the enemy tried to destroy his life. You know, and he was just a young person. And the enemy really worked on him over the years. You know, but I believe he has the victory in the name of Jesus, and he's glad to share his testimony. Praise the Lord. So I just thank God, because God is a good God, and he is a prayer answering God. It may seem like God's not going to answer those prayers, but you just keep on believing God. You just keep on holding on and keep waiting for him. He surely will answer. Amen. Praise God. We just thank God for blessing us to see this beautiful day. And I thank God for letting me see another year. You know, the enemy would want me to be cut off and want to put a stop to my life. But God has given me a little bit more time. Amen. And I'm glad about it. And everything that I can do for the Lord, I'm going to do it. In the name of the Lord Jesus, praise God. And we do thank God for your love, for your support and prayers. And we are looking forward to broadcasting on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m., if it be the Lord's will. And we invite you to tune in once again. Amen. I believe someone out there listening is receiving a blessing through the broadcast. Amen. And maybe someday we'll get to hear from you and you can tell what God has done for you. Amen. Praise the Lord. And this concludes the broadcast. Before we close out, we're going to ask Evangelist Maybell if she has anything additional she would like to say.
No. I think I'm finished for tonight.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for you. And he does get stirred up, and it's all right anyhow. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Just let God have his way.
Yes.
Keep on laboring for the Lord. Keep on doing what God has given you to do. Amen. He'll make the way for you. He'll align you with someone who can help you, and he'll put everything in place, just like he did before he created man. He already put everything in place. He had the moon out there. He had the grass. He had everything prepared for the man, even before
he did
it made
today. He had prepared. Thought I was going to have to get down into the Lord blessed. Thank the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God. So we thank the Lord for you. Amen. And thank God for you, Evangelist Khadija. You be encouraged.
Thank the Lord.
Keep letting the Lord have his way in your life. I did enjoy that beautiful song.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes. It's a beautiful joy. Amen. Praise God. So until Sunday, let us keep our minds on the Lord. Let us continue in prayer, and let's keep looking to the Lord. And this concludes the broadcast for this evening. God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. We love you dearly. Amen. Good night. God bless you, Venice.